Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you prepared to romance? Today, we are going to be talking about the world of wrestling, which it turned out isn't just hype up with energy. It is supercharged with romance as well. This is going to be so great. I am Sarah Wendell.
And I'm Alicia Rye. Welcome to Love Struck Daily, where we bring you a love story every single day.
And we have a guest for this episode, do we not?
We do. We do have a guest. We have my fiancé, Kai.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Art thou prepared to run amok?
I am prepared.
You're prepared? I'm going to keep coming up with derivative statements because...
We cannot say the rumbling line.
I am not permitted, nor am I ready.
Yes.
To do anything remotely rumbly.
So Kai is a huge wrestling fan.
Yep.
And that's why he's here. And we actually found a pro wrestling name generator. Sarah, what is your wrestling name according to this generator?
It is, oh gosh, it is Buff Genius.
Oh, I mean, it's not wrong.
Buff Genius. First of all, that could not be more white buff. That makes it sound like I run around in a body stocking. But I will accept Genius. What's your wrestling name?
Mine is Atomic Ranger, which I...
Heck yeah!
I really love.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that's... And it keeps my initials, so I...
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That. That's,
yeah.
That's really cool.
Okay. I love it.
I actually think our podcast name would make a good wrestling name, right? Like Love Struck.
It would, actually.
Love Struck.
Yeah, or a cool
Enter
like wrestling group.
Yeah.
Here comes Love Struck.
Alicia?
Yes.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
I entered Love Struck Daily into the wrestling name generator, and the wrestling name is Dark Vampire.
Oh. I mean,
genre twist.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. What about Kai? What is Kai's wrestling name?
Oh my God.
What? Why did you get such a cool one?
I know, right? I think this should be yours. It's Fierce Phoenix.
Yeah, that's mine.
Mm.
That's
feeling
a cool
that.
Name. It's like a luchador name, Fierce Phoenix.
Wow,
like
I'm over here, Buff Genius. That's fine. All right.
I mean, Kai often tells me that I don't think I have a good wrestling name, but I don't think I'd be a good wrestler. I think I'd be an excellent manager, though.
Oh, great manager.
This actually makes me very mad when people say wrestling is fake,
yeah.
Because that
yeah.
is not fake.
Yeah.
That is not fake athleticism.
No.
That is not fake. I do think that they should be members of the Stuntsman Union.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be unionized and protected because I think some of that stunt work is not safe.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
it is not fake. But the storylines those are not necessarily true.
Right. Right. They're scripted. So everything you see in wrestling is all scripted. Like I said, the only thing that's not fake is what they do in the ring. They're like stuntmen and actors.
Yes.
In the same profession. One of the most conditioned athletes in the world. So when people say like, oh, you know, it's fake, right? It's like, oh, wait, I didn't know James Bond was real. Wait, is Iron Man real? Did I see him flying over my house today? Like, no, you don't see that because all that is scripted and it's to tell a story. And what wrestlers do every day is to tell live stories in front of you. That's why I love watching wrestling.
How old were you when you first started watching wrestling?
I was 3 years old when I first started. It's funny because my brother and I were hanging out with a family friend. And she's trying to keep us busy while our parents were playing tennis. So she'd get us DuckTales and Ninja Turtles and all the Power Rangers. We saw all Power Rangers, season 1, 2, whatever. And then she randomly got a tape of wrestling, like WrestleMania 1. I'm like, it's like, here you guys go, enjoy. It's like 3 hours of wrestling. My brother and I were very into it. Like, we got so into it. She's like, you guys want any more cartoons? We're like, no, we only want wrestling. She's like, okay. So she scrambled and got every single wrestling she could find, tape she can find. It. And we watched everything, every WrestleMania, every SummerSlam, every program they had, we consumed it every single day at her house while my parents are playing tennis. So that's why we really got into it. And from there, our obsession took off.
Wow. What do you like about wrestling? What did you like then? And what do you, I mean, you still watch it now. What do you like now about it?
It's like the drama and the storylines. There's so many different storylines to tell. So it's like a 6 or 7 month journey and story that you're following this person. They really get to that top of the mountain and they finally get it. So you feel like you're part of that. I love that culmination of storylines. And, you know, it's funny to see the heels make fun of the audience. Just the storyline of all the wrestling. I love it.
I once did a podcast interview with a romance author named Rose Lerner because she loves wrestling, loves it. And the thing that she loves is the narrative skill it takes to turn a hero into a heel or a heel into a hero. Yes. It's very much a redemption arc a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Is that still going on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's been long time heels. Like there's one guy named Randy Orton. He's one of the biggest oh my God, he celebrated his 20th year in wrestling.
How?
The WWE, I don't know.
His knees feel like?
Oh, probably like an 80-year-old. These guys beat their bodies up like crazy. So he celebrated his 20th year, and he's always been known for being the most his nickname is a legend killer. So what he does, he beats up these older, more established characters, good guy characters. And that's what got him hated because people want to see these, old time awesome characters win, but he always beat him. And then he would always talk trash, other words, but he was so scary in how he did things. This is facial expressions and what he said on the microphone, whatever he said, he did. But then somehow, some way, his partner, this one dude bro guy, kind of changed the way he looked at things. And after 3 or 4 months, he actually became likable again because this guy, he's so positive and happy. He would not let Randy Orton be mean anymore. It's like, I know the good Randy. He's always positive. Everyone else saw him as a bad guy. But over three, four months, he became now the most likable character on the show, which is really cool to see how he redeemed himself over time.
All right. So tell us some romance. Tell us some romantic stories about wrestlers. I love this.
The best romance couple of all time, and I think every wrestling fan will say this, is the Macho Man Randy Savage and Elizabeth. Those two, because they were a real life couple. A real life couple.
How come he has 5 names and she has 1?
That is her wrestling name.
Yeah, it's her wrestling name.
Is Elizabeth.
It's Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah.
But does she come out dressed as the queen?
Sometimes she does. And at big events, yes! She does. They call the queen, for a little bit, they call it Queen Elizabeth, but.
I love it.
So the Macho Man, for the most part, he's very intense, very pugnacious. She's the sweetest person you can ever imagine. Very sweet, very kind. And so they bounce her out. So if he's too aggressive, she'll talk to him and calm him down, calm the beast down. And when she's too nice, he'll kind of push her to be, more aggressive. So it's a cool, relationship they had. So what happened is the best storyline is last match, right? WrestleMania 7 against the Ultimate Warrior. And for a while, he started getting more cocky before that. And he kind of was pushing her away. And when he finally pushed her away, said, I don't need you anymore. Another woman came into his life. Her name was Sister Sherry. And she's very toxic, the toxic new girlfriend, right? And you can see over months and months and months, she's eroding his confidence, eroding his spirit and boosting up his ego. So he thought, you know what? To be champion, I got to put my career on the line against this guy. And Sherry's yeah, do that, because she's an all or nothing kind of person. And Elizabeth would never have him do that kind of stuff because she's always like, think positive, think smart. So the match happens, he loses. She comes in and attacks him and just beats him up, right? And you think, what kind of, you know, big time wrestler can come and save him? Miss Elizabeth, after 6 months of being off, you know, we know who she, where she was, comes out of the crowd and attacks.
Hold tight. We'll be right back.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which she's never laid hand on anyone ever at this point. For 5 years of being on TV, never hurt anybody, never threw a punch, nothing. She's like cussing and And then you see Randy Savage like slinking down, kind of sad and scared. She touches him. He just like a little scared and shocked, looks at her. They lock eyes and then they hug. And it's like one of the best moments in wrestling because everyone loves them. For months, they're broken up, right? So the couple who are broken up get back together. It's like Bennifer. Like they were gone for a long time. They came back together. It's such a great love story. And they got married that next week. Live on TV.
Wow. Yeah.
So it was an amazing story.
And they were actually together.
They were actually married in real life. Yeah. They're like a real life couple.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Alicia, are you going to beat up any of Kai's ex-girlfriends? You kick their asses live on TV?
You know what? I was actually, we've had like very deep conversations because I don't know that much about wrestling. I just know whatever he tells me and that's it. And I have to like listen to it constantly. But
side note, can I just say, isn't it so fun when the person you're with just tells you all about the thing that they love the most?
Yes.
It's so fun. I love it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But like, so he is always telling me about stuff and I'll watch it like when it's on with him or whatever. Like I'll listen to it in the background and play on my phone. I have an issue with how many of the women's storylines revolve around fighting over a guy. And so because I don't think that they have enough women scripting this stuff. Like, I don't think they have enough great script writers. Yeah. I feel like sometimes they let the script go by the wayside and they're just like, it's like, we just want to see two scantily clad women beating each other up over a man. I was like telling him, I'm like, I would do it so that they were maybe like one of them was a bully when they were in high school and the other one was the girl that she bullied and then they come back. And so I think AEW, please hire me. I don't know anything about wrestling, but I will script your stories better than you could script them. But no, I would not be beating up anyone. But I get it because sometimes like, you know, we'll talk about exes and I'll be like, oh. I want to punch that person.
He did what to you?
He did what?
Where'd you live?
She did.
Just
she
curious.
Said, what? And there's a lot of like, there's a lot of good platonic relationships that come out of
this.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's one in particular that my brother and I loved. They're called Degeneration X. Everything they did week by week, they amped up their inappropriate behavior. Kind of like, it's like Jackass and South Park in a group. That's who they were. The weirdest, dumbest, anything that came to their minds to say and do, they did it. And it was hilarious because you can't script that kind of like comedy. They're almost getting fired many times too for what they were doing on the screen. Like out of nowhere, they'd pull up they'd wear like diapers to the ring sometimes. The dumbest things that you can think of, they did it. And everyone loved that because that era, it's like really rebellious in the 90s era. So my brother and I seen that, of course, we're sarcastic people. We wouldn't go to that length to be that crazy, but we would be like, that's hilarious. We watch every week and kind of bond over it.
So when my husband and his father get together, invariably they talk about traffic and the best way to get somewhere. Because that's just their that's what their conversation in common. We went to a wedding this past weekend and I went over to their table and they were talking about traffic. I was like, oh, you're still on this part. Okay, bye. And you go ahead, talk about traffic. But it's funny to me how there's always one thing that bonds members of a family together, mm-hmm. whether it's a sports team or for you, it's wrestling. Yeah. And it's not just we like wrestling. It's we like these characters and this story and how they overcame this. Like it's very specifically the narrative that catches you, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And speaking of Shawn Michaels, before Shawn Michaels became this like, you know, heel or weird character. Like his whole thing was he was trying his hardest to be champion. So he won this one thing called the Royal Rumble, which is 30 men that come in a ring. And if you last all the way to the end, you win. And he's won three of them. So on his first chance for that, oh, cool. He's so popular. He can win this whole thing. And he loses at WrestleMania. I'm like, damn, another year of building himself back up again. Does it again. This climb again. And does it again for a second time. He wins. I'm like, this is his chance to win the whole thing. And then he loses again at WrestleMania. I'm like, when's this guy going to win? Like, we want him to win. Everyone's behind him. He's like the biggest guy. Yeah,
you're invested in the story.
And the cool thing about him is that they would have these sit-down interviews about his life and who he was. And so then finally, when he went the third time, which is insane, at the first position, which like you have to be there for 2 hours in the ring, which is a lot of time to be running around. He goes up against the best wrestler, Bret Hart, and he beats him in a 60-minute Iron Man match, which went overtime. So it's like an hour and a half of wrestling plus. To beat this guy. And it was like, and the coolest line was the boyhood dream has come true. And like that is exactly what this whole 3-year journey was. A boy, because his whole thing when he did those sit down interviews, like when I was a little kid, I would look up to the Hulk Hogan's and the Ultimate Warriors and the Macho Man, and I want to be them. And he's trying his hardest to be them, because Hulk Hogan's whole thing was keep trying, taking vitamins, and don't stop until you get what you want. And that's his whole story, was he did not stop. He lost, but he thought, no, I'm going to get there one day. And he got there, and everyone loved it. And he became the biggest star for like a decade after that.
It strikes me, whenever you talk about wrestling, that a big part of the thing that you love about it is that you're working towards something.
Yes.
And I would say that you have that in common with like romantics as well. Like that undying optimism.
Yes.
And if somebody asks you, like, what has wrestling taught you about love? You'd probably say at first, nothing. But I do think maybe that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That you keep working.
Perseverance.
Yeah, that you work hard and you keep going at it and you don't slack off.
Yeah. Exactly.
I would say that's probably how you act.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I think that's our love to go.
I think so.
Persistence and perseverance. And also, take care of your knees.
Eat your vegetables.
Exactly.
As Hulk Hogan.
Eat your vegetables.
Take your vitamins.
But we would love to know, really, 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 we would love to know, what is the thing that you love the most? What do you nerd out about? What, if you were put on a stage, could you give a TED Talk with no rehearsal and nail it? 10 minutes, your topic. We want to know, what do you love most? Because here at Lovestruck, we love the things that you love. You can email us at lovestruckdaily@frolic.media. You can find us on the Twitter at lovestruckdaily and on Instagram at lovestruckdaily, where we post lots of extra content. Maybe we'll get a picture of Kai in some wrestly spanky pants. Stay tuned. Our researcher is Jesse Epstein. Our editor is Jen Jacobs. We are produced by Abigail Steckler and Little Scorpion Studios, with executive producer Frolic Media. This is an iHeartRadio podcast. But until then, we wish you a very, very persistent romance with spanky pants. With you.